Today's Roma Press podcast is once again sponsored by our very good friends over at Zencastr and Zencastr Professional. If you are looking to upgrade your content creation game in 2023, make sure to check out the all-new, all-in-one Zencastr Professional, which makes it easy for you to create and deliver the very best and high-quality audio and video. So whether you are a YouTuber, podcaster, whatever it may be, and whatever your content creation needs are, Zencastr Professional can help you deliver high-quality audio and video to your audience. Get 30% off your first 3 months of Zencastr Professional by visiting zencastr.com/pricing and use code ROMAPRESS.
Welcome to the Roma Press Podcast with Jun Solano and Andy Mattioli.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Roma Press Podcast. We hope you are doing well. I am feeling, even though I may not sound like it, reinvigorated. The World Cup is over. I don't know if I am more amazed though, Andy. Paulo Dybala, World Cup champion, or Leandro Paredes, World Cup champion?
That is the question.
I don't know how to feel about that he will forever have that moniker to be able to be added to his name. As happy as I was for Dybala, I am still to this moment
devastated.
Just as memorized. mesmerized, I should say, not memorized. That Paredes has won a World Cup. I still cannot grasp that.
Played well, to his credit.
Well, he didn't start, which I thought was pretty interesting, because if I'm not mistaken, I think he had been a regular up until that match. And I have to tell you, I thought poor Dybala, because, you know, he gets enough of the heart palpitations. He gets enough of the choking when he's with Roma. And I thought to myself at the very end of that, oh, my goodness, it has somehow made its way over to international play for this poor guy. There is no way they are going to go on to win after blowing that lead.
And moreover, they're putting him on in the final seconds of extra time,
yes,
which is notoriously known for being the worst time to put somebody on in the hope of them converting a penalty kick without any playing time beforehand,
right,
whatsoever. So all of the cards were stacked against him, really, for it to be a colossal misfire of a night. And yet,
that exactly, that's the crucial portion of it. And yet, I was extremely happy for him. My fear was they would lose and he would not even get onto the pitch, which I thought would be just, I couldn't think of a worse way for him to return to Roma after having, as we already stated last week, the guy rushes and does all, you know, humanly possible to return in time for the World Cup. Doesn't really feature in the first, up until the final, as you said. What was it? 15 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. Barely saw time on the pitch.
Nice.
Now, I was surprised when he came on, but I have to tell you, I was even more surprised when he was a second penalty taker, weren't you? You had to have been more stunned by that than the fact he actually came onto the pitch.
He came in for less than 10 minutes, honestly. And I think he touched, you know, maybe one or two.
I couldn't tell you what he did before the
two
penalties.
Crucial balls. He stripped Kylian Mbappe in Argentina's penalty area, kicking the ball into the stands. But aside from that, you know, it was the moment where, I don't know, Lionel Scaloni just throws his last card and all of a sudden he lets Paulo Dybala step on the pitch. I mean, the guy, beforehand in the World Cup played like 10, 15 minutes in total beforehand and in the previous games. This was his moment. And I thought the fact that he went right after Messi was great and terrifying at the same time, because you can also tell. I mean, the penalty that he converts is not a great penalty. There is not a lot of force behind it, especially for a penalty that goes so straight on. That's dangerous. That's a dangerous technique not to put enough power behind it.
Right. The balls it takes to do that.
But also I think the pressure, there is pressure involved. I think the Lloris helps him a great deal, and just because he just dives before even Dybala gets the shot off. And but that must be a great feeling. So for me, it was 50-50. I mean, it was either he has the time of his life, scores it, Argentina win it, which is what happened, or he misses and Argentina go on to lose, and it's just the worst moment possible for Roma's biggest player coming back to the capital. Imagine a Dybala who just failed to score a crucial penalty to give his team a much-needed win in a historic World Cup victory, and what could have been a special thing for his country, for all the people, turned out to be a big flop. His small appearance, his limited appearance, plays a crucial role, but in a bad way. Imagine the morale of a guy like that coming back to Roma, being faced with Roma's own problems, and that for me, that was the nightmare scenario. So thankfully, the footballing gods and Dybala himself just had too much class to mess it up, and it was perfect. It was a fitting appearance for Dybala, who should have played more, but in the end still found a way to impact the game positively. Kind of like, you know, I mean, it's, if you think about it in different terms, but De Rossi in 2006, right? I mean, he has that nightmare start with the U.S., gets that red card, doesn't even finish the game. Then he's gone, and you don't see him until the final with France. And his only job is to go there and take that penalty. And he goes and takes the penalty. And it's a beautiful penalty. But that's the kind of tournament that Paulo Dybala has. We'll remember him, and people will remember him in that tournament for that cameo. Thankfully, it was the right kind of cameo. It's not the cameo that you go back on YouTube and you make memes out of. It was the good cameo.
Exactly. And you're going to get him, obviously, returning in a much better mood, extremely motivated, looking to build, obviously, upon their victory in the World Cup. So it went about as good as you could hope. And when we look back on it, in the entirety of it, this World Cup break, simply from a squad management point of view, because obviously going into this, the fact that it is in, you know, smack dab in the middle of the season is exactly why I just could not get very excited about this World Cup. The fact that Roma come out of this, I was about to say virtually unscathed, but I'm sure you saw what happened to Lorenzo Pellegrini today.
It should be okay.
Yeah, it's just the fact.
Live with the fear constantly.
Right.
Constantly. If it's not him, it's Smalling. If it's not this guy, it's that guy. And you're constantly like, is this friendly going to be a friendly? Are we going to worry about somebody going down as we are about to welcome back Gini Wijnaldum? Is this where we're coming to? This is what it's coming down to, this?
Well, right. And the fact it would have come against, What was the name of this team?
Casa Pia.
Casa.
Hey, man, they're a neighborhood and they are fifth in Portugal's top flight, and they had considerably more minutes than us. So I mean, all in all, could have been much worse. We could have lost to Bodo Glimt. We didn't. So,
you never pass up the opportunity to take a shot. But I mean, if you look back on it, I mean, if we are being serious for a moment, I mean, I'm kind of worried for the supposed other shoe to drop, so to speak, because this went too well. Being the eternal pessimists that we are, I mean, the fact that Roma, well, no, I can't even say it, because if I say it, obviously I'm conjuring the forces to allow it to happen. So I'm not going to say it, but I mean, usually we're used to at least one or two major injuries during a break or some insignificant friendly match, a training session. So in fairness, there is still 2 weeks for that to happen, but at least
we're still in aftershock with the summer that cost us both Tony Rudiger and Mario Rui. Tony Rudiger Germany, right. And Mario Rui as the new signing, the guy that was supposed to change the fate of our fullback position with Spalletti, and ended up, I think, playing three games of the season. So that was in the same summer, in the same break, same preseason, although Rudiger obviously was in preparation for the Euros. So that was, so yes, I mean, we're constantly looking over our shoulders as Roma fans, these things. And that's why I can never bring myself to really pay that much attention to whatever is on display in these friendlies. For me, this is a matter of getting through them rather than, oh, are we putting on a show? And is this fun? And is this convincing? And I could care less.
Yes.
Get through them in one piece. I don't care. I don't care. I know there is that clip of the midfielders just standing around and passing the ball back and forth between them. Okay, atrocious. I could care less. I could really care less. I could give a crap about that. It's just... It's not on my agenda whether we play well or not, whether the game plan is working, whether the formation is different. I don't care. This is about survival. I'm not even joking. I mean, when you see the way people freak out when Lorenzo Pellegrini decides to step out of the pitch at the 32nd minute or so, that tells you all you need to know. How can you at the same time want this team to perform really, really well in these friendlies and then also hope that they somehow are able to avoid injuries and so on? It's impossible. It's either this or that. You cannot with Roma. I don't want to, you know, I try to be reasonable, but for me, the only scenario that matters is everybody gets through these friendlies healthy, in one piece, motivated, you know, that's all I care about. Because if I have to see this team once again lose an important player just because we are playing for a YouTube stream or something in a Portuguese neighborhood in the south of Portugal, I could give a crap about that. I don't care. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to see it. I'll watch the highlights on YouTube. If it's bad, I won't. But please don't hurt my team. Okay? We've seen enough. We've had our own player break the tibia of another player of ours.
We have
one of the summer's top signings. So if allow me to not give a shit about this Casa Pia thing, okay? Now allow me to not give a shit about Cadiz. I don't care. They can score 6-0. I don't care. I don't think anybody in the club's medical staff cares. What they care about is let's try to avoid the Gini Wijnaldum incident. Let's try to avoid anything that could compromise the second half of the season. You want the second half of the season or not? I mean, do you want to be entertained against Cadiz and Casa Pia, or do you want to see this team compete for the league or for the Coppa Italia or for Europa League come April, May, June, because this is what we're talking about, you know? If somebody goes down now, that's it, season over.
That's exactly right. Again, we have seen far too much in our time. I mean, forget about, you know, our lifetimes as Roma supporters. I'm speaking strictly since you and I have been doing this podcast. The amount of devastating injuries in the most inconsequential, unimportant matches, friendly matches, training sessions, whatever it may be. I don't know how anybody can give even the slightest bother to this sort of stuff. I couldn't care less if they lose 5-0, 6-0. It doesn't matter to me. I would much rather have that, okay, than the ingrained image in my mind of, you mentioned Rudiger. That is the one I always, always go back to. That ACL, when he tore that ACL, I thought to myself, you have got to be kidding me. Because if you remember, Andy, that was in the middle of the incredible run that started for Roma and knee injuries, because you mentioned you had Rui.
It was Rudiger, Rui, Florenzi, then Luca Pellegrini. Right. We were still living with the shock of Kevin Strootman, who just wasn't the same anymore. We had to go and look for Thomas Vermaelen to replace Rudiger. You know, I mean, that's the kind of desperation.
That's exactly where I was going with this.
So, we don't want that.
Right. I mean, the knock-on effect, so to speak, the domino effect of when you have these sort of injuries happen. I mean, we bring it, poor Vermaelen. Every time he gets brought up, you and I always go back to that Porto match. That will forever
worst debut of all time. Can it be said? I mean, really, arguably in Roma history, worst debut.
I've never
of
seen
all
anything
time.
Like that before in my life. I still. Do you remember that first half? Because that's when all the fun started. It was in that first half at the Olimpico. I thought, there's no way they're doing this. There's no way.
And then De Rossi went and did what he did. And you were like, okay, we're on. And then Palmieri did what he did, Emerson. And you're like, okay, we're double on.
it's unbelievable. But anyway. So for the most part, they come out of the World Cup unscathed. Now we can at least somewhat begin to think about the market. I don't think it's exactly the right time to get into names. We keep seeing, I don't know necessarily why. I mean, obviously we have written about it, but Sassuolo, they're just not going to give up Frattesi. They're not, especially now. They do like Bove. They've liked him the entire time. He was the name that they wanted in the summer. It was never really any alternative. They either wanted him or Volpato. So I just don't see Sassuolo, where do they sit? This is how out of it I am. I should know this off the top of my head. I'm going to venture to guess they're, okay, I'm trying to kill time as I Google. Yeah, see, they're sitting 15th in the Serie A table. Okay, 16 points.
They're not comfortable, let's put it that way.
No, not now. In fairness, they are 9 points ahead of Cremonese, who are 18th on 7 points. I would say the bottom three is pretty set into the stone at the moment. I don't see how any of them come up from it, which Verona, I have talked this into existence, by the way. Venezia, Sia, Chievo Verona, no longer in existence. Now Hellas Verona, they're going to go down. So that wish that I made some years ago about each and every side from Veneto, either going into administration or being sent into the depths of the Italian football tiers, it's happening. So I am going to take credit in part for this, but there's just no way Sassuolo, sitting that close to the bottom, that they're going to give up. Andy, let's be very clear. He's been their best player, and it hasn't even been close. that he's been the margins at which he has been their best player.
Of course, no. With Scamacca gone and then Berardi dealing with injuries, this is Sassuolo's next big thing. I mean, Carnevali probably doesn't sleep at night when he thinks that Roma have 30% of the sell-on clause. That's for him. That thought that he will not be able, no matter what, to capitalize on Fratesi's value has to be really bothering him. But for Roma, it would be ideal. This is a player that everybody at the club likes. But it's just, I think in January, realistically, just an unattainable goal. So if Roma choose to do something in the midfield, and I have serious doubts about that, not because they don't want to, but probably because they can't, but we'll see. It will have to be somebody else, not Fratesi, not at this time, not with the situation that Sassuolo are in. Far and away their best player, and this season one of the best midfielders in the league.
Right. If we had like a soundboard of sounds and clips, that is where I would add one of my favorite clips of our good friend Marco Violi, the one where he says, "Mancano questi I soldi." One of the best clips that he's ever come up with. Now, besides Fratesi, though, I think the name that everybody has been assuming, or I guess I probably most, to be more concise with it, the name that has been most spoken of, written about, is Lukic from Torino, which again, I don't see how Torino gives him up, especially, and I mean this with all due respect to the guy, but you think they're going to give him up for Shamuradov? I
don't think they're gonna give him up for Shomurodov, but I do think the Torino are in a pretty crappy situation with regards to Lukic and his ambitions, and also his falling out with the management. And I mean, the guy started like four games for them this season. He's been really on the margins. The sporting director badmouthed him like for the entire first few months of this campaign. Ivan Juric, not a big fan of this player. So in all honesty, if there is a name that I would keep my eye out on is Sasa Lukic, just because of all those guys. If we are thinking about Hussein Aouar, who's asking for 4.5 million in salary, I just think if there is a name for a mid-season, transfer window, then Lukic is it, because he kind of fits the cheap profile that that you would look at this in this time of the season, in kind of like an emergency situation. I think that's your guy.
I just think they can get a lot more in the summer. Now, it's going to depend on whether they want to run that risk. He expires in 2024, so you're going to obviously have the risk of him. If you don't sell him in the summer, you're going to risk losing him for free. So I do think that they would be open to a January deal, but I hate, every time we talk about Roma, particularly the January transfer market, I try my best not to be a wet blanket or be the party pooper, so to speak. But that financial fair play punishment was handed down, 2 months ago? So I know when it comes to financial fair play, it seems completely subjective, if we're being quite honest, which to an extent it is. But Roma, they at least have to adhere somewhat strictly to that. So who are you going to sell? You're going to have to finance getting Lukic somehow. I just can't imagine that either Torino or Roma, if it's a deal just involving Shomurodov, Lukic, I'm terrified to see what Shomuradov is still on the books for, what his actual book value is. Again, I'm still lingering, lagging behind in my market, in all of my market stuff at the moment. So I should know that. But nonetheless, you're not going to get the book value for him from Torino. And Torino, I imagine they believe that they can get more for Lukic in the summer. But who knows? When you have two motivated sides to get rid of players that they don't want, you would be surprised at the things that could happen. Beyond him, though, beyond Lukic, I just don't, unless there's something you think that's possible, I just don't see many realistic paths that they can take. And I don't necessarily even disagree with this approach, to be honest with you. Getting back Wijnaldum, I know it's one of those tired Italian, just one of those tropes that we tend to hear. You know, he's like a new signing. I remember when Florenzi was coming back from injury. He's like a new signing. It's like, well, hold on. It's going to take some time for the guy to come back, find his feet, find his rhythm. So I don't know if it's necessarily like a new signing. It's like a new body. We can say it's like getting another corpse in the building. But he's not going to be, Wijnaldum is not going to be.
My goodness, John. I mean, I remember when we started this thing together and I was the negative one. But compared to you right now, I'm the cheerful clown guy.
No. But listen.
You just called Wijnaldum a corpse.
No. What I'm saying, though, is the guy's not going to come back and be world class day one. You have to give him time to find his feet, to find his rhythm. So you're not going to get the guy at his level the very first match day. He's going to take time. So that's why I kind of disagree with the, oh, he's like a new signing. Well, okay, sure, yeah, maybe. But if we have to wait a month and a half, which he deserves to be given that time, I guess I somewhat disagree with that outlook on the situation. But beyond, beyond Lukic, I just don't see many realistic names or opportunities out there. I do think perhaps they could try to go for another central defender. But again, Kumbula still on the books for a very large amount. What are you going to do? You just give him on dry loan? It's just difficult, Andy, to see many viable paths for them in January. January is always difficult to begin with for any club, but now with the constraints on resources that were put into place because of financial fair play, I mean, this is going to be difficult to navigate.
It is. Yeah, it is. It's going not only for us. I mean, you have Barcelona who probably can't even... they can't even register new players in the coming window. So these are things that affect a lot of clubs. Roma are not in a good position. They have to watch out. And January is always tricky again because it's a month of expectations. Because it's a month where people immediately think what this team needs. Because we've seen something. We've seen the team play so far. We more or less. See what the glaring holes in the roster are.
What are those to you then?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious that there is a player missing in the midfield. Like Roma are just one man down, really, in the midfield. You have a situation related to the right back position, a big question mark, where you don't know if you are going to be able to count on both Celik and Karsdorp. Is that still on the table, or are we already, are we moving on from Karsdorp, or is he moving on from us? That's the other question. You have an attack that filled with names, but none of them can score. So, you're looking at having guys like Eldor Shomuradov who want to play more, but whenever they're given a chance, they can't score. You have a guy like Tammy Abraham.
They don't score goals. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, they're simple problems.
You have Tammy Abraham who's having a midlife crisis despite only being 25. You have.
You said I'm negative.
Oh. Well, I'm not. No. You called Wijnaldum a corpse. I'm just stating
if
facts.
The guy's
here.
Having a midlife crisis at 25.
Yes. Well, I can relate. I'm 25 and I'm having a midlife crisis. What feels like, but that's not the point. The point is basically that there is a number of issues that need to be addressed, and obviously, and they always need to be addressed. Like even a team like Napoli that are doing really well, they are looking to do something in January because they know something. There is something that needs to be done. Like they're looking to offload someone like Demme, and so in his place, they will need to find somebody else for the midfield. Now, every team does it. Every team is going to make considerations, but at the end of the day, January is usually an emergency situation. January is the time of the year where you get really screwed by teams. If you are looking for somebody, everybody knows that you're desperate. Everybody knows that you're trying to sell somebody. Everybody knows that you're trying to buy somebody. Everybody's looking to take advantage of you, and I think Roma are just not in a position to do so, at least for what their needs are. So it will have to be a month where Roma get their shit together, are able to reintegrate somebody like Wijnaldum, who can be pivotal for the team, sort out their attack, get rid of maybe some players. Hey, it would be nice to already be able to sell somebody like, say, Justin Kluivert, you know, to be able to monetize a little bit in January, which is, again, very problematic as well because, hey, why? You know what I mean? Justin Kluivert is on a dry loan at Valencia. You know, they might as well wait until the end of the season to see how he performs. If they want to extend his stay, and if they want to make his deal permanent, so it's a month of question marks. Roma, what they can only do is, from a team perspective, they must figure things out. They must find a solution to this thing where they keep wasting chances. To this thing where anybody that comes on that is supposed to be an attacker is less creative than Marash Kumbula. I mean, if you put Kumbula or Smalling up front, I think they do more damage than Zaniolo or Tammy Abraham are doing right now. So that's
mathematically they are. Smalling is.
Yeah.
How depressing is it when you see him second for goals scored in the league? You see his name.
I think he's on par with Tammy Abraham. So I mean, it's that's the thing. January is a month that, great, you know, you have a moment where you can find the right reinforcement on the market. It's very difficult, very challenging. I think last year we had a bit of luck with Sergio Oliveira because he really smoothly integrated with the team, and he found his way to a Conference League final. That was great. That was a good addition, despite a lot of criticism. But that's more difficult. That's the exception to the rule. So for Roma, it's the changes need to come from a team perspective. And again, I'm not interested in talking about Casapia. I'm not interested in talking about their friendlies in Japan, and I'm not interested in talking about their friendlies now in Portugal. What I am interested is that these problems are addressed at some point. They will be addressed. They have to be addressed, because otherwise season over, you know? I mean, that's the thing. If for a lot of teams, January is the make or break. For Roma also, I mean, you always, it was the month where either you get that extra boost, or that's where you just flat out give up. And I think in this Roma team is not that team, at least with Mourinho, at least with these players that are supposedly, you know, have matured since winning the Conference League. I just cannot imagine them giving up right now, because again, it's, and I say this to all of the people and the fans that are disappointed with what the team has shown so far in this mid-season training camp, both in Japan and Portugal, there is still a lot to play for. So you cannot expect this team to go out there and entertain you and put 150% effort in a game with a Portuguese neighborhood team. Because what? Because you need to be entertained. I get it. As a fan, it's great to see the team perform well, have fun. But if it means losing a player or two, putting yourself at risk, you know, whatever, that may then have, you know, long-term side effects for this team going forward, that's not what we want. We want this team to perform in January. So come January, yes, I will be the first one to point fingers and criticize if this team doesn't show any progress. Because at the end of the day, you have a break. This break was supposed to help our players sort of gather their forces, gather their mental strengths, and get back into it. And that's what you expect to see. You expect players like Tammy Abraham, some of the highest paid players in the team, somebody like Zaniolo, who aspires to be somebody with a contract renewal and so on. And you want that team to finally click. It's not going to happen with Casapia, but it should happen against Bologna. It should happen against Milan. It should happen against Salzburg in the Europa League. So those are the games that count.
Yeah, I mean, if at least I'm speaking for myself when I say this, obviously, if you had a choice of, you know, if we had to pick one of the two, and it is between, you know, Roma acquiring you know, a guy, a very cheap midfielder who is not going to sway the tide one way or the other, or Roma focus and regain some of the character, mental fortitude that they showed at the end of last season, I would obviously prefer the latter. And that ultimately is the big question mark going into this. You know, with teams coming into January, you're not looking for a guy who is going to completely, you know, take you from eighth to second. You're not going to get a player who makes that big of an impact. You are looking for band-aids, so to speak, a guy who can be a bandage to any injuries you have had, any players that have to go. You are looking for stopgaps, people who can stop the leaking, so to speak. The odds of you getting a difference maker are so slim. Again, I know we bring this up all the time, but the only time in my lifetime that Roma, that I can recall, as I'm somewhat lucid at the moment, can we recall a single January except for one, and we all know which one it is, where they have gotten difference makers. No, this is about retooling from a mental and a character point of view, in my opinion. I just, no one that Roma have been linked to is going to come in here and change anything dramatically. The most important thing, and I think everybody would agree with this, is for Tammy Abraham to snap out of his the midlife crisis, as you call it. The most important thing is for Nicolo Zaniolo to sit down, watch the YouTube videos of him scoring those spectacular goals that he did some years ago before the knee injuries. The mental aspect of this is so much more vitally important, in my opinion, than, you know, transfer market stuff. That's why with this Roma, I can't even get too excited about the market, because who's going to come in here, Andy, that just changes everything? It's not going to happen. This all has to come from within.
It is. That's the bottom line. Is you might find a gem in the transfer window, but that's the exception to the rule. It has to come from within. It has to come from the players, from the coach, finding solutions, not only tactical but also mental. It just has to click. There has to be that moment where, like last season, where we saw that the team had really hit rock bottom. I don't think think this has been the case. I thought last season was rock bottom. When people say that this team had hit rock bottom, I think to myself, well, do you remember what happened a year ago? What was happening a year ago? And that's why I was thinking that this World Cup break, as awful as it had been, as it was, the concept of it, you know, of having this World Cup in the middle of a season, and it's still awful, the concept of it, but the implications for Roma to be able to finally have this mental rest, this period where everybody except for four players, only one of which went to the final, so was gone for the entirety of the of training camp, were able to be together, to train together, have no, you know, no extra pressure from outside, just focus on training, focus on resolving their own issues in front of goal and so on. That's what this team needed. And so if I'm asked, well, do you see this happening now? No, because now, I mean, who does? Even a team like Napoli just lost a game a day or two ago against Villarreal. That's not the point of this. Is to have that moment where players can clear their minds. The team can start again, start all over again. It has to feel like a fresh start. I hope it will be, because this is this was an opportunity granted to you by this World Cup. In January can only be, I think, as always, a moment where you get lucky, great. You don't, you move on and you keep working. That has to be the attitude. I think that's the attitude. Roma, people within Roma, Mourinho, they are realists. You know, they know what they can do, especially in this situation with the financial fair play. So I don't see anybody going out of their way, risking anything just for the sake of bringing an extra name. It has to make sense, because again, it just has to feel right. And ultimately, what will feel right is if the team find the answers from the players, from the coach, from the staff, if they have less injuries, if they manage to find an alternative solution to this scoring drought, if they find a new idea for how the midfield functions, you know. Those things that really interest us, and obviously the mental aspects of it for each player individually, that has to play a part in it. And I think that will determine the success of this season. So far, I don't care. You know, it's for me, any talk that revolves around whether this is a successful season, it has to be postponed until April, May, June. That's when you draw a conclusion. So far, it's been a mixed bag. It's been ups and downs, a lot of lows so far, but it's fine. It's you still have time. Everybody has time. Juve have time. Inter have time. Napoli have time. Everybody has time to do well or to do badly. If there is a beauty about this World Cup, is that it is. You start over. It's whatever preconceived notions you had going into this break, you don't have them anymore.
Right.
Everybody starts off in the same position, no matter if you're Salernitana or Milan. It's the same for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And I think I mentioned this just after the World Cup break, but I absolutely love that Roma have a huge match coming out of it. They begin with Bologna, but then 4 days later, they face Milan. So they can't afford to come out of this break lackadaisical, sluggish, lazy. They have to have their foot on the pedal immediately, and I'm eager to see what they do. The market is not going to do much for this team. There are some times where you have a club where they just need that one extra piece, that one little spark that they're missing, and they go for it in January, and that is the final piece to the puzzle, so to speak, that allows them to go on and win things. For me, this Roma, you're not going to find that one player, because it has been a myriad of things that have complicated life for them in the first half of the season, and it's all going to be mental as to whether or not they are able to overcome the problems they had in the first half. We will know, I think, pretty soon out of the gate whether Tammy Abraham is still in this very odd spell that he was in, whether Nicolò Zaniolo still has some curse on him, not being able to find the back of the net. And that is why, and we've both said this a number of times, why if we could do this World Cup break, if we could do another one right now, extend it double the time, I would take it right now. But obviously, I know that isn't the case, and I'm probably in the minority of that group. But that's what's going to be important for Roma. The market, almost entirely inconsequential, in my opinion. There's just nothing. There's not that one piece that is just going to resolve all of the problems. This is all mental. I think we would all agree with that. And that is something they're going to have to resolve from within. No sporting director, no midfielder, no attacker, no new manager can do that for them. That has to come from within. So again, with them beginning with such an important match against Milan, I'm hopeful that they will be able to do so, because again, you have to be motivated right away. You just can't afford to come out sluggish, because then you can really dig yourself a major problem and begin. I mean, we want to talk about worst case scenario. Andy, I can just see it now in my head. Yeah, drop points to Bologna, problems against Milan, and all within the span of, what are those matches? 4 days apart, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, well, first week of
yeah. Or second happy week 2023. Of January, welcome.
Yeah. That's anything goes. That's the thing. Anything goes this in this part of the season this year. Anything goes. Anything can happen to any team out there, especially to Roma, a team that, as we said, has experienced several ups and downs so far this season. And we know that this is a team that, you know, learns by making mistake after mistake after mistake. So we just have to hope that this series of mistakes is over, and now we get to see a team that has learned its lesson, has drawn conclusions, and is ready to apply solutions and overcome whatever obstacle comes their way.
Yes, for sure. We will leave it there. I guess before we go, the only request I have of Roma is for this second half is just please. I am tired of uttering the words expected goals and or the letters XG together. I don't want to talk about Roma having an XG of 7 in a match, but they end up with 1 goal. I'm so tired already this year of that happening. And right. Again, well, we will know relatively quickly.
I mean,
if they've shaken it off. I just, it would be one thing again, I'm going to repeat myself, but it would be one thing if they weren't creating anything and they were conceding goals where they're split wide open. That isn't the case. They are not scoring goals that they should, and they're conceding goals that they should not. I know that sounds entirely elementary and sounds so like the way to look at things, but sometimes, you know, football is just that simple. We don't need all of these advanced analytics, as nice as they are, but you know, when you don't score goals when you should and you concede when you shouldn't, it's never going to be a pretty picture. And a lot of it has to do with the mental aspect of it. So that's all I ask. Please, Roma, just no more of this XG stuff. Just put that to the side. If you're going to, you know, drop points, I guess I would ask that it is just done in normal fashion, which is the typical shit show that we have been treated to in so many seasons. Just please, just not do it the way that you did in the first half of the season. So,
right. And what about our announcement? Are we keeping this announcement for another time?
Yeah, day? You're right. You know, I forgot about it.
I think...
I feel like we're making this a bigger deal than it should be. But
hey,
I guess
it is a big deal.
I don't know. We have, Andy and I, we have a new endeavor. I don't know what to call it. The new venture.
Yes.
But that makes it sound way more
Adventure. A new adventure.
Not venture. That makes it sound like we have a corporate structure when we're just two balls all sitting sitting on laptops. So we have created a new website that I'm sure you may have in passing come across, because we've slowly been introducing it with baby steps, more so just testing everything to make sure that everything works. And we have been doing 1, 2, sometimes 3 stories a day.
And we hope to have it rolling properly in the coming weeks.
Yes, that is not indicative of the volume of content that will be on the website. But we have a new website. It is ItalianFootball24.com. So this will be covering not only Roma, obviously, but all of Serie A. It will have, news about all of the clubs, and it'll have
transfer news, interviews,
news
games, whatever.
Yes. So there's only one or two websites, and I'm sure everybody knows which we're referring to, that cover Serie A in English. But I don't know. I suppose we just think we can do it quicker and better.
That's the hope, and that's why we rely on you, and we'd really appreciate it if you gave us a vote of confidence and kept your eye out on this website as we move forward, because it would be really great to have it functioning properly and have it reach a wider audience. That's the thought behind it. We are able now to reach a wider audience with Roma Press, and we thought we would like to reach a wider audience with a broader website, where the idea is to bring you the latest news about all of Italian football, and including, as I said, news related to games, interviews, transfer news, whatever you want. It's going to be there. And and the hope is to have it up and running in full swing in the new year. So
yes,
ItalianFootball24.com.
Exactly. And just to be clear, that does not change anything we are doing with Roma Press or the podcast. This is just...
That stays, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No. Our output here is going to remain the same, both with the podcast and the website. We are just adding this on top of it, simply to, broaden the viewership that we've attained with Roma Press just now. Again, widen the scope just a bit. So now we have, we will have news on there about all the clubs. If you have any feedback too, send it our way.
Any ideas are welcome.
Yes.
It's important to have this. The idea behind it is to deliver the news that English-speaking audiences may not necessarily come across immediately as Italian-speaking audiences. When you are following Italian football, there is a lot of latest news involved, a lot of interviews that perhaps take their time before being translated or being shared on a wider scale. And we think that we can make a positive impact and help that situation and spread those news quicker. And that's what Italian Football 24 will be about. So if there is anything else that you might want to see on this website, please let us know, and we'll take this into consideration, because again, it's supposed to be for the viewers, for the readers, to embrace in the new year.
Definitely. And also, if you poor people who don't, or the poor people, for the people who don't have, because now, as I'm sure everybody knows, most of the Italian newspapers, they're all behind paywalls. And that's not just strictly down to, Gazzetta, Corriere dello Sport, Mediaset. The fact that, I have access to those, and I just think to myself, wow, well, not everybody is able to see a lot of these articles or news. That's what, again, Italian Football 24 will be focused on, is, again, you're going to see a lot of the news that you get on other websites. Yes. I mean, a lot of this stuff happens in, that's why you see when you have a transfer news coming out, you will see the same 10 websites come out with it. We're not going to be any different. However, we are going to try and, again, broaden the scope to which some of the stories that you might not get with other English-speaking websites covering Serie A. That's the gap we are trying to fill in. So, again, ItalianFootball24.com. Send any feedback you may have to Andy or myself. We are all ears. And again, it is just us. We don't have a big corporation.
We don't have a team. We don't have technicians. Nothing. We don't have staff writers. It's just us. And you can find us on Twitter, ItalianFootball24. You can find us on Facebook. And obviously, you can find our website, which is up and running, and it should be up and running pretty well now. Yeah. With yes. John having worked on it really for a long, long time, having made all the necessary checks, we are going to be ramping up the content on that website while also obviously focusing on Roma Press as well and the podcast.
Absolutely. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you, of course, to our wonderful patrons over at Patreon who allow us to continue to do this and allow us to even expand again into other things such as Italian Football 24. Your support means absolutely everything. We greatly appreciate it. We truly, truly do. So we will be back either later this week or early next week. We still have some time before the season ramps back up. Once play begins again, we will resume 2 episodes per week. But we'll see what happens, if anything new comes about in the week, and then we will play it by ear. But you will for sure hear from us at the latest next Monday or Tuesday. So until then, ciao.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and 2 rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.